Welcome to episode 122 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I used to be a retro gamer. I mean, I still am, but I used to be also. And I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the audio engineer and co-community manager, and I actually played the part of the left shark.
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian.
Give it up for Jason Lamb.
All right, Jason Lamb. Woo, there's some.
Congratulations, Jason.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Right there. Good job, Jason. You showed up. That's what's important is showing up. You see, here in America, we give trophies for showing up.
We do. That's a true thing.
That's the sad truth.
It's a sad but true thing. So good job, Jason. I commend you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's a wrap. I've had a good time.
Yeah, see ya.
Did we stop recording now or?
Yeah, sure. I've got my Audacity off already.
Oh, good.
We might
good.
As well. Jason clearly doesn't want to be here or say anything. I've been gone for 2 months.
You have been
doing. Yeah, I have been.
So what's going on with that?
Well, my wife had a baby, and I got a new job. So life is really good. Yeah. I did have this fear. I'm not even kidding. I was afraid that I wouldn't want to come back. Like I would just love like having more free time, like less obligation, and just chilling. You know, just having a baby. Like, I love being a dad. The baby's awesome. I thought I was just going to be like, screw you guys. I never want to come back. I'm just going to quit forever. Not even mind. But no, that didn't happen. I'm actually really excited to be back and get back to podcasting.
All of that was a lie.
Yeah, all of that was just a false inclination on my part. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be here. So, thank you both so much for quite ably continuing the podcast in my absence and frankly replacing me with better talent. That was a lot of very cool special guest hosting that went on while I was gone. Nicely done.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
I'm going to give you credit anyway.
Okay. I'll take it.
Neither of you did. If neither of you... Who? What? Make a note of that. Who all booked our special guest?
Doc Pay, Jason Lamb.
But yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
You look good.
Thank you. Thank you. Got a haircut.
You look real good. Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Haircut looks.
Yeah, no, it's actually an awkward length. Like, there's a bunch that sticks up here in the back. I feel like I kind of got a Sonic the Hedgehog look going on.
Oh. Like Sonic Boom?
No, more like I crave chili dogs all the time, Sonic the Hedgehog. Are you guys familiar with that Sonic?
Yes, but, I mean, you know, you can get chili dogs anywhere.
So have you guys played any old video games lately?
No.
No. No, I did. I played a bunch.
Did you play them with the music on this time?
I did.
Even Jason's surprised that he's played so many old video games. Wow, I did. I played quite a few.
I played them.
Yeah. While he's playing them, he's like, what am I, playing a video game? This is so unlike me.
It's like,
what?
Go me, patting himself on the back.
So I finished the N64, pretty much.
Just like top to bottom, completed the entire catalog? That's amazing.
Yeah, every game. I played every game in the last week.
The unfinished, unreleased games, I finished them. All the concepts that ever spun around in people's heads. I made physical copies of
DD
them.
DD attachment.
Every dream you ever had about an imaginary Nintendo 64 game, I made reality.
Kind of feel bad for Tom Hall.
Yeah.
Now
I am the N64 connoisseur.
N64 connoisseur. More like N64 kind of suck.
Save that for later, Bailey.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I gotta give you guys at least like a 20-minute break from bad jokes. Is that the new rule now? I can't. I have to wait.
Just gotta ease us back in, man. Yeah. It's been too long.
Ease us back in.
It's too long. That's.
It's been too long. Just gotta
I've
ease
heard
us
that
back
before.
In.
Just waiting for that.
That's how my grandmother died.
Yep.
So anyway, Jason, games.
Yeah. Please. So I finished building the N64 PC. Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's wrap that up. So I played some Rampage World Tour.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
that is a good one. That's actually a good choice. Good job.
What's the Kirby game for N64?
Crystal Shards.
Crystal Shards. So I tried to play Kirby and the Crystal Shards. Apparently that game doesn't emulate well because all the enemies are invisible when you try to emulate it.
That didn't happen. I might have it if you want the physical copy.
Nah, I'm good.
He doesn't have a 64.
Yeah, I don't have a real 64.
He has an imaginary 64.
You can chew on it.
But the most energy I put into was someone brought this up on a podcast a few weeks ago. I don't know if it was an email question or a guest host. I ended up playing some Wario Land.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah.
More specifically, Wario Land 4 for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, whoa. Hey, that's legit.
Yeah.
Look at you and your retro cred.
I know. So it's interesting.
They're fun platformers.
Yeah, they're not.
Nothing groundbreaking.
No,
but
there's no depth whatsoever to it.
It feels full though. Like it feels like it hits everything it needs to hit, and it does a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, so. And I stopped playing, but. Since I stopped, I keep thinking about playing the game, which means that it's good. I'm probably going to go out back and actually beat it. Hmm. It's interesting. It's pretty straightforward. It's you just go through like a level, collect a key and 4 pieces of a gem, race back under a time limit, go to the next level, and then after you beat about 4 levels, there's a boss, and you repeat that 4 times, and that's the game, I think. So,
someone
about a third of the way through, I think.
Chat already says it sucks.
Oh, who says that? That's because it sucks. Thanks, Jonathan.
No, Wario's. Wario's a strange protagonist.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like his beginnings, coming from Super Mario Land 2. With him being, you know, the bad guy, and then you fight him at the end, and then Super Mario Land 3,
which
was
the
Wario's
Wario? I don't know. It's the only Wario game I've actually ever played. Is Super Mario Land 3. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And I don't know. Like I feel like it was one of those games. Well, I mean, all of them until you got to like the GameCube, like mini game Wario, where they were like, well, we got this idea. There's not a lot here for like a Mario game to make a whole new title. So let's just make it a Wario game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's
no, really.
It's like that's at least, I mean, again, not
that's
to say
that
they're
like.
Bad games. They're not. They're good games. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still, it's not going to hit anybody's top 10 list.
Yeah.
If you're making top 10 lists, you should probably set yourself on fire because they're completely worthless. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna sit on anybody's shelf and be like, oh man, you got Wario?
Yeah, nobody nice. Points to that yeah. game in the game shop yeah. and be like, oh look!
Wario Land 4.
Holy crap! Nobody
nah.
like yeah. trawls eBay for hours looking for it.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder how bad an idea has to be for a Mario game where they're like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to give it to Waluigi. We're going to make a brand new game just with him.
I love Waluigi. He needs his own franchise.
Yeah, but him as a character is as a mirror image of a mirror image of a mirror image.
But
like he's
that has so much potential.
Yeah. He's got Wario in Wario Land literally has no personality.
No.
It's just
he doesn't need personality.
No, but you'd think it's Wario. He's like if you play Mario Kart or Mario Party, he's got personality.
Smash Brothers.
Smash Warrior Brothers. Warrior. In this, he's literally just like, I'm just going to be Mario, except
yeah,
it's not as good.
Wow!
Yeah, it's...
Wow!
So yeah, basically, if you want to play a not as good Mario game, pick up Wario Land 4.
That's his real name, actually, Jason, is not as good Mario.
Not as good Mario.
That's his real name.
That's not true.
They just shortened it to Wario. It stands for Worst Mario.
Bad Mario.
It doesn't start W. It must be Mario.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, like if that's the if that's how this formula works, then I'm just curious of how bad an idea has to be for a Mario game just to be like, you know, we're just gonna make Waluigi the main character.
Yeah.
So
I'd play a Waluigi game.
No, so would I. I have a fondness for Waluigi, even though he's a reincarnation of a backwards ass. Reincarnation of another character. That's fine. I'm fine with that. I mean, when you need to play doubles at tennis, I mean, he's definitely going to be your guy.
It's true.
At the end of the day, he's still just this one-off character that somebody smoked too much of whatever they were smoking. We're like, let's do a bad Luigi. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to... Like, where's my bad Toad? Where's Where's Woad? That's what I want. Where's my Woad?
Where's Woad?
I want Woad. Where's Woad?
I want Princess Woadstool.
Yeah.
I guess now it'd be Weech.
Yeah.
So they're just going to end up like a full-blown, like, bizarre world version of everyone.
And they could fight, could fight a good guy named Wowser.
I mean, you know, DC did it when they crossed universes, and that worked out for everybody. The Joker was a good guy.
Called it bizarre.
Superman was a bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, Batsario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So, it was good. So, you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So, Hunter?
It's good.
It's outside my comfort zone, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Jesus. Sore pants, which is something. So
it's true. I don't have them on right
now. That's funny. Ooh, hello. I got my dirty pants on.
I'm just wearing like pajama pants.
What have you guys been playing?
Oh, I'm still playing through Link's Awakening.
Nice,
such a good game.
I've actually been kind of taking my time with it because I'm getting towards the end of the game, which is the part of the game that I'm least familiar with, just because normally. I just love running around the game so much that I'll get so far until I get everything, and then I'll just be like, oh, where can I go? What can I do? Let me uncover everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I still have to beat the game. Like, I haven't done that yet.
Did you complete the dungeon yet where you have to throw the ball around?
Complete the dungeon yet?
Nope, never mind. If you don't know, you don't know. Never mind. Sorry.
No, I've beaten this game countless times. Oh, you're talking about Eagle Tower?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a little confusing. There's an entire boss that
this
you
isn't
have to
your
pick
first
up a ball
time playing it.
And throw. Oh no, I've beaten this game hundreds of times.
Okay, hundreds.
I've probably beaten this game 20 times.
100 times? It's pretty good, I guess.
Just 20. Just 20.
I'm sticking with 200.
So
yeah, 20. That's
not really a number.
I mean,
so. But no, so it's, and it's been years since I played this game. It's probably been 6 years.
Just say 7, then it works with Ocarina, like your Link. You waited 7 years.
It's been 7 years since I played this game.
Attaboy.
Yeah. And I'm still surprised of the things that I can remember about it. So I'm playing the DX version, which has the added tunics. So you can get a red tunic or a blue tunic. When I got to that point where I was like, oh yeah, I got to get my special color tunic, I couldn't remember where to go to find out how to even get there, because it's the way that you get to that cavern is you have to go to the graveyard and move 6 graves in a particular area to unlock a set of stairs, and you walk down and then you battle some people, then you get the tunic from the fairy. And I couldn't remember exactly where I got that information of, like, how do I move these gravestones within the game, right? So, and then I remembered that the original way that I figured out how to do this was from a GamePro magazine.
Oh, yeah.
There was just this tiny little screenshot, and within the screenshot was arrows of where to move the gravestones. And within 15 seconds, I was able to materialize that image within my mind and know exactly which gravestones to hit. Like, I still have no idea how you find out which gravestones to move in a particular direction within the game.
It's just true gamer skill right there.
No, it's sad, actually. Like, because sometimes I can't even remember my own mother's birthday, but I can remember how to move these gravestones. Or there's another spot where I was like, I put the game down because I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need a life. Where one of the dungeons, you show up from going through a cavern through stairs, and there are 3 enemies, and there are 3 different enemies, and you have to kill the enemies in a very particular order to unlock the chest, so you can get the chest, make the chest appear so you can unlock it. I did it on the first try. I haven't played this game in 6 years, and it's just this tiny little room and this dungeon that I don't remember a whole lot about, but I remember the progression, how you have to kill these enemies. Like, that's awesome. For everybody except for, you know, like, immediate family.
Except your mother, who you can't remember.
And my mother.
Except your mother.
Sorry, I can't remember my mom's birthday half the time.
So
we're terrible humans.
But, you know, still really enjoying the game. It's a great game. Great story. I love the item system where you can actually change A and B. You don't always have to have your sword.
Yep.
Which obviously they didn't have to worry about later down the road because they had more buttons, you know, for like Ocarina of Time. So it wasn't that big of a deal. But at the time, the idea of the bomb arrow was amazing.
There it is.
Or being able to jump, run, and then jump, you know, like that was, I mean, that it kind of took the idea of a top-down perspective Zelda game and maybe not flipped it on its head to create something new, but to actually expand on it rather than creating brand new weapons.
Yeah, like the feather, allowing you to jump. Just such a little yet profound touch. Like, it completely changes the dynamic of the game, in my opinion.
I love it. Because it's not... All right, because there were puzzles, obviously, where you had to jump to do things, but like there was a lot of bosses where it helped out, mm-hmm. where you could jump out of the way and things like that. I don't know. Like, it was just it seemed so much like when they were creating it, it was like a one-off. They're like, oh, we're just going to do this really quick, put this title out, because we know the Super NES version's on its way, and that's going to be the blockbuster hit. And it's like there's so many, like, neat little things that, like, was able to go through, either because somebody wasn't paying attention enough to cut them out, or there was just some extremely smart people on the project that were making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, there's things in this game that I wish were still in other Zelda games. Like, I wish I could only hold 2 items at a time. So we can kind of go through that idea of combining things and seeing what can come up with it. Okay, now how do we create puzzles around combining these items together? Rather than, oh, you need a bomb that moves? All right, well, we'll just do that. That's an easy...
That's true, yeah. Let's pick up one other item.
Like, yeah, like, how many rods do you need? We can just keep creating rods. Like, do you really need these 3 medallions? No, but, you know, you'll use one on the last dungeon so you can see where the platforms are.
Want 4 different kinds of arrows? There you go. 3 different
Now,
tunics.
This arrow doesn't work with this enemy, but it does work with this enemy, but not this other arrow. That doesn't work with that enemy. It only works with this, like...
Oh,
I don't know.
I see you have these silver gauntlets. Well, now you need to do a mini quest to get the upgrade to your
right.
bracelet and your ring.
So,
and your breath holding fish scale. Okay.
Going back and playing this game again, like it's starting to dawn on me just how genius a lot of these elements were. So it's slowly starting to move up the chains of my favorite, you know, Zelda games.
It's in my top three.
See, it never used to be, and I'm almost ready to actually pounce out the original Zelda.
Ooh, it's a tough cut, but it's one you have to make.
I know,
man. It's one you got to make. I made it years ago. I said, nope.
I got to do a lot of meditation.
I understand.
Or maybe I just need to play the original Zelda again, because it's been a while since I played that one, too. Second quest, because that's how I roll.
Yeah, Zelda. I have so many Zeldas to beat on my backlog.
So many Zeldas, Jason.
So many Zeldas.
So, Bailey, you've been off for 2 months.
Yep.
You've gotten a new job. You've had a child. So mm-hmm. you've actually brought life into this world.
Yeah, it's weird.
But what I really want to know is what old games you've been playing.
Oh, you know, just some stuff on the NES. Tried to play some classics. You know, Joust, Ice Climber. Old favorites like Rollerball, Marble Madness. So,
I still think that's funny. You're probably the only person I know that would put old favorites with Rollerball.
I am the world's best Rollerball player. I can actually say that.
It's because nobody else is playing.
That is the only reason. It's not a popular game, but it's one of. I'm looking forward to actually streaming. Like I got a capture device. I'm waiting for the retro cable for it.
Nice.
And yeah, so I'm going to become the first person in the world to document a 10 million point score in Rollerball. I look forward to doing that. Played some slightly more obscure but solid games like Kabuki Quantum Fighter, where you attack with your hair. There's a fun fact if you didn't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Journey to Silius, which is tough and was originally intended to be a Terminator game. But alas...
I did not know that.
It is not. You can kind of tell as you're playing it, too. It's kind of cool. But yeah, I just... what else? Actually, I have them in a stack here. I played Rescue Rangers with my mother.
Nice.
We didn't do so well together. I'll put it that way.
Is she not a team player, or is it you?
It's me. I spent half the time. I was just carrying her. Like, you know, you can grab your teammate. I was just running around with her. She's just laughing. You know, just like, ugh, this is obnoxious.
She's just laughing.
Yeah. There's actually a challenge going around online that's becoming a little bit popular. I forget what it's called, but I love how these games are 20, 25 years old. People are still coming up with new ways to enjoy them. But the challenge is beating Rescue Rangers by yourself in two-player mode, which requires you to carry your teammate on your back the whole time. So I haven't tried it myself. It sounds like super hard to me, actually. But yeah, I've just been playing old Nintendo stuff, you know. The huge. I've been ignoring some temptations. Like on Steam, I have games like Shovel Knight that I haven't even touched yet. Guacamelee, I haven't even tried it yet.
So good.
No, I played through Hotline Miami again. I did do that.
Nice, of course.
I sat down one night and just played through in one sitting.
Damn.
I am so ready for Hotline Miami 2. It's getting kind of obnoxious at this point.
Was it May? It's May when that's
March,
supposed to
maybe. No, they're saying. I don't know. In November, they said 2015.
It's March.
The most reliable thing I'm going by.
It's coming in March.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. March. I mean, when they. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't played much else besides old Nintendo, actually, but I am glad I did that.
Nice.
I haven't let the baby play any video games yet.
Well, I mean, she's 2 months old.
Not even yet. Yeah, she's about a month
and
a half.
Probably learned to walk and feed itself before.
Yeah, I think she's more concerned about, you know, breathing on her own and making sure she knows where her mom and dad are. Yeah. And
talking.
Filling her diaper with poop. You know. Crying. Sleeping. That's...
Living the good
life of a baby.
Yeah, so that's a typical day for anybody, really.
Really. I mean, pooping, eating, and sleeping. Can't beat it.
That's I mean, sign me up.
So, speaking of pooping.
You we couldn't have. Go one episode.
You've been gone for 2 months.
I already
couldn't
broke
go
that.
One episode. It's fine when you're talking about baby poop yeah. because that's
a thing. Oh, then it's okay. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
If you use it as a segue, no, that is bad. That's a bad okay. Bailey. It's a oh, bad okay. Bailey.
I take it back. Let me try that again. Speaking of baby poop.
Oh, okay. Ah, all right.
Yeah,
you got me.
Okay,
you got me. You got me.
We have a listener email discussion question. It goes like this. Howdy, folks. Long time no speak. I've been catching up on your podcast, I think, since episode 70 or so. And at this present time, I'm on episode 108, and it's been amazing. I have a question for you guys. Since you now acknowledge the next tier of gaming consoles, I've been thinking, do you guys feel the need or desire to play games on these systems more than your go-to systems to see what you might have been missing out on? Sincerely, proud member of the Retro Eric Club, Eric Hoffer. He's actually on Twitter at FogRules84. That's with a Z, FogRulez84. P.S. When is the All Eric podcast going to drop? Hunter, your thoughts?
On the All Eric podcast?
Yeah. When's that going to happen? We're just going to invite all the Retro Erics.
When are you going to kill me off?
Man, tonight. There's a lot of us. And the list just keeps growing.
We were just talking on Twitter this week with a different Eric about how many Erics there are.
Yes, we were. We discovered Jeez. Another Eric who is a fan of retro games. I don't know. Somebody just pick a date and we'll just do it.
April 9th, 2087.
April 9th?
Done!
2087.
There it is. April 9th. I'm writing it down right now. April 9th, 2087. April 9th.
Oh, I put April 20th. April 9th.
Mm. Yeah, you don't
pencil
want to
that in.
If you switch around the 20th,
see, how old
it's
would I be?
April 20th, 9000.
There's a really good chance I'm going to be dead before then.
Yeah.
like a really good chance.
That's only... you
know what?
You
can let's move it.
Only
can we move it to the 10th?
72 years. So that'll make me technically 101.
You can still be doing it. Medicine.
I'm pretty sure I'll be
life,
dead.
Life expectancy by then will be 120 anyway. Jason, yes, we can move to the 10th.
Yeah, move it to the 10th because the 9th is actually Wednesday.
I just checked my calendar.
That's
April 10th, 2087, wide open for me.
Good.
Wow, good.
I am good. I'm making the executive decision right now. Setting aside, April 10th, 2087 is Retro Eric Day. We're going to have a Retro Eric podcast.
Sweet.
Wow.
I'll make sure to die before then, so
that's
the spot
be a
is
lot
open.
Of,
you know what's funny?
A lot of gravestones.
My idea for a joke was going to be, how about let's do it the week after Hotline Miami 2 comes out, but it turns out it might be the same date.
Hi-oh.
Oh. Ouch. I think Nintendo actually has a chance to become number one in the console wars before Hotline Miami 2 comes out.
They How's did that. Was that good? Way back in like 1980-something.
No, I mean like now.
Oh, well, now. I don't think this is the one more now castle. Now, is it? Now. I don't talk about now.
I mean, you're the editor-in-chief. Did you change the name?
So, I think what Eric's getting at is I certainly have a go-to system, the NES and older Nintendo stuff, so to speak. But he's referring to One More Castle's policy that we now accept the GameCube PS2 generation of consoles. Even though a gamer like myself, kind of weird, but I have less experience with that generation of consoles. So he's asking, well, now that we accept those games, we cover those games, we talk about them, do I feel the need to do a little bit of recreational research and go out and play them? My answer is, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I know that generation has a lot of good games.
Mm.
I do have some GameCube games, and I wouldn't mind having more. If I see some around really cheap, I think I already mentioned this one. This is months ago. I bought Burnout for $2 online. I haven't played it yet.
That's pretty good.
I've heard the sequel's a lot better, so I feel kind of stupid buying the original, man. Thanks a lot, Internet. But, yeah, I would love to get more experience, especially with – I mean, right now I have a Wii, so I can play GameCube games. Like, I can't play Xbox games. But But yeah, I feel not completely like it's my responsibility to know that generation now that our site covers them. Like, it's not an obligatory thing, but I do feel compelled. Like, yeah, let's explore this territory. Let's dive in. So, baby steps, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with me, it's like a feel as like just as a sheer collector that I'm kind of at that generation now anyway, because I'm sure there's a lot of NES games that I don't have that I would like to have, but I'm not willing to drop anywhere between $80 to $200 for a single cartridge. Like, I'm just,
yeah,
nah, I'm just not going to do that. And I've kind of felt like that with like the Sega Genesis and the Super NES. And then moving up, you know, you've got the PlayStation. There wasn't a lot of games on the original PlayStation that kind of caught my eye that I was like, oh, I got to have that game.
Yeah, they're all so ugly.
Yeah, and the ones that did, I own. Like, I made a point to make sure I've been able to build that. I mean, I have a lot of PlayStation 2 games. A lot of PlayStation 2 games. And I've actually, I don't know why, but I've gotten to that point because that's when, like, when the, at least in my opinion anyway, especially with like the Xbox and the PlayStation 2, when a third party developer would release a game on both consoles, the game was basically the same. Okay. And I am not a fan of that Xbox controller. So anytime that I know a game's been released on both consoles, I always buy the PS2 version, unless if it's like ridiculously like priced. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I've built a large collection because of that, and I have very few Xbox games, because apparently there are very few Xbox games to actually own in the long run that were like exclusive. But well, I mean, the Mega Man collection is a perfect example. The Mega Man collection was released on all three consoles of that generation, so the PlayStation 2, the Xbox, and the Nintendo GameCube. The GameCube version goes for anywhere from like $60 to $70, but like they're giving away PlayStation 2 versions of it. So, like, I bought the PlayStation 2 version because it's like, at this point, I don't even care.
Right. I just want to play the game.
I just want to play the game. And I feel like at that point in that generation, that's kind of when I started getting that mindset of, I don't care what I own it for, I just want to play the game. Whereas in like with the Super NES and the Sega Genesis, like when Mortal Kombat came out, that was the big thing, you know, like all the Genesis has the blood code and the Super NES just has like sweat,
big, enormous, so, salty sweat drops,
which was huge back in the day. I mean, yeah. I guess it's still big now if you think about it. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's like I rarely hook up my Xbox. One, because it's ginormous. Two, it's super heavy. It doesn't fit nicely on a shelf of the rest of my consoles. I don't like the controller.
Is you don't like the Xbox a lot.
I like the Xbox for what it could have been, as in being able to mod it and use it as like a multimedia center and being able to play games that were never released, like Mario Jump. Have you ever played Mario Jump?
Never.
Mario Jump is this tiny game. It's tiny. And the game is super simple. It's a four-player game, all couch co-op. You can pick practically any Nintendo character ever to come about. Like, it's just nothing but sprites. And the idea of the game is much like Smash Brothers, except for that you have to stomp on everybody's head to kill them and to get a point. Like, yeah, you can play it on a PC, and I think they've even, like, released it on, like, certain handhelds and stuff. But, like, this was the first time I ever played that game. I can say that Mario Jump, at least I think that's what it's called. It's Mario Jump.
Super
Mario
Sounds
Jump
like game. Fun, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I played that game more than I played any other game on the Xbox, including Halo, which I went to people's houses and helped them network four Xboxes so we can play 16 on 16.
Wow.
Like, I had all the... I still have all of the patch cables and, like, everything. Yeah.
That sounds like so much fun.
Or no, four, it was 8 on 8, so 16 total.
still. Yeah,
8 on 8. It was a lot, but it was fun. And I played Mario Jump more than any of that. So.
Something to be said there. I'm not sure what it is, but.
It's a lot of hit and misses. Hit and misses, man. Yep.
Mitts and sisses.
Jason.
Wants to say something, but.
I'm going to
fart.
I obviously don't really go for the whole collecting thing, given the whole PC gaming.
The right. What?
The what?
Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. I'm going to say, you know what? I do want to play those games more now, but it's not because necessarily we've added them to the podcast. It's because emulation has gotten so good for those systems that those games are now playable on my computer, so I don't have to go hunting down a copy of Eternal Darkness. Because I'm assuming that's probably like $70.
See, that it's still a game I want to play on my living room floor though, late at night alone.
Yeah, and that game does a pretty good job at mapping to that GameCube controller.
Yeah, but the thing that the Wii U adapter I've got for the GameCube controller works with the Dolphin emulator.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I kind of want to play those games, but there's such a freaking huge backlog as it is. There's so many games.
That's another thing too, is there are so many titles for these consoles.
And they're coming out even now, like games now, they're coming out so stupidly quickly.
Stupidly quickly. Well,
and there was a lot of shovelware too.
Oh, there's a ton of crap.
Or what is now known as shovelware.
Shovelware, yeah. So
glad I'm not the only one who.
Yeah, there's a few gems I want to go back and play, but probably the majority of the library I just And to be honest, the games I want to go back and play are probably games I've got fond memories of.
Yeah, another thing, too, is, like, I mean, realistically, you only got to wait maybe 6 months because they're going to re-release an HD version on modern consoles. So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they released another version of Resident Evil.
Yes.
Do we really need another version?
So.
Come on. No, it's already selling. It's a huge hit. Like, but fuck, why? How many versions do we? I mean,
it's never been
Resident
an
Evil.
HD before. The original has never.
Oh,
I don't see why it needs to be.
Doesn't change the game.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, why is it? What difference does it make? Are they changing anything? I mean, yeah.
No.
Are they changing the voiceovers?
No.
Because that's going to be
voiceovers are from the GameCube version.
That's going to be a weird disconnect. You know. I don't know.
Why do these people sound so funny?
But look so good.
They sound weird.
I don't know.
Just like Eric Hunter.
At the end of the day, it's somebody has to just say stop. Yeah. Just please stop. Like, I know everybody.
Hunter.
No, it's not me, because everybody goes on and on about wanting new IPs, and then when they get them, they hate them. So then they just want remakes.
That's true. Like, people complain so much about anything that's different from.
Yeah.
What, yeah. I feel like a really,
I don't
like a tawdry old man right now, but.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the reason
Hotline
that
these
series go on
brilliant
so long.
Brilliant game. And people are like, oh, it sucks on a controller. I'm not using mouse and keyboard.
I mean, it does kind of suck on the controller.
You know what?
Which I hope they fix in the sequel.
The controls are perfect.
No, it's the controls are
just
not
the
good
way
enough.
They are.
No. It's just really bad.
I don't know why I brought that back up. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Because you like poking in a bear. Is that what it is? You just like
I kind of do. I've always kind of been that guy.
I know.
That's true.
I know. Well, I had a huge conversation with Tom Hall about this. Because he was like, he brought up Hotline Miami. I was like, oh yeah, Hotline Miami. That game's great. And he was like, wait, you like Hotline Miami? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, yes, the game's great. The soundtrack's amazing. I still listen to the soundtrack. And he was like, I didn't think you liked it. And I was like, okay. I just don't like the way the controller works. That's it. That's all it is. It's just this tiny little thing. And Bailey blew it out of proportion. It's like, you know, now it's like Hunter, Hotline Miami. And no, I love the game. I just, They just need to call me and say, how do you want these controls to work so I can give them exactly what they need?
For the record, I don't think I've ever actually said Hunter hates... No, you know what? I probably have. Never mind. I probably have.
Probably have.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're right. So crap.
So, yeah.
Good question, Eric Hoffer.
Thanks. Oh, sorry.
Got us thinking, got us talking. Yeah, Hoffer, Hunter. So confusing. Too many Erics. This is a gene pool that needs more snipers and less lifeguards, if you know what I mean.
I've been there.
To the pool with the snipers? It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't held my breath so long.
It's a necessary evil.
Swim right across... bottom there.
I hope they don't see me.
I'm so excited for the new Star Wars film. Jason, are you with me on this?
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my gosh. No. I have this friend. Every week I check with him, like, you're going with me to the midnight showing, right? And he's like, yeah, still planning on it.
Yes. A week has passed. That's it.
That's our thing. Every week has changed. Every week I check with him just to make sure. Because I know 2 weeks before he's going to be like, oh, man, I can't make it. I'm going to flip out on him.
See, I don't think I want to do that. I don't think I want to go at midnight.
No. Really? No. Well, I've never gone to midnight for anything.
Well, it's not even that. Go on midnight, it's going to be nothing but fans.
Yeah.
Like super fans.
Rowdy fans.
Okay? Yeah, they're going to love the movie.
No, you're right. You're
regardless.
Right. Regardless. Yeah, and they're going to be loud.
You're going to miss a lot of the movie because those people won't shut up.
I'm probably going to wait like a good month until I see it.
So you can see it like alone in the theater, right? That's how I would love to do it, like just alone. Like everyone go away, let me have my moment.
I did that with The Dark Knight. It was fantastic. Because it was like me and 8 other people in the theater. I was like, this is good.
That's the only movie I've seen at midnight. Yeah, I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went with, she was just my girlfriend at the time, but my now wife, then girlfriend. Yeah, we didn't realize how long it was, so... Like, we didn't get home until, like, 3:30. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a long movie. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Cool. I guess I'm the odd man out. I've gone to tons of midnight showings.
That's cool. I've gone to, like, some opening day movies. My first one was Independence Day. Me and my dad went and saw that July 4th. That was cool.
Nice.
Music break. We're back. That was Blues for the Red Man by The Audio Sprite. Pleasant listening, fun track. It's a remix from Plock, a cult classic game, in my opinion. You can actually follow The Audio Sprite on Twitter at The Audio Sprite. Huh. Imagine that. Speaking of imagining that, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is probably the best part of our show, honestly. See, how it works is each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. We're each going to have 1 minute to introduce it, and typically we follow a theme. And after introducing it, we're going to spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the audience, get to vote for your favorite in a poll on the podcast episode page. Speaking of which, two episodes ago, for episode 120, for the theme point-and-click games, the winner of that showdown was special guest Hugh Johnson with Shadowgate on NES.
Oh, come on.
I voted for it.
Yeah, you would.
Definitely the game that should have won, in my opinion. Yeah. So, yeah. Good job, Hugh. Thanks for coming on the show. Your episode is actually one of the ones I still have to catch up on. Sorry, but I'm sure you did great, because he's been podcasting for a really long time, from what I understand. You guys ever listen to the Retro League? It's good. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
I like them because they occasionally mention Homeward Castle. So that's, you know, purely selfish on my part, right?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yep. So for tonight's showdown, the theme is, get this, game you have played once but never again, despite how loved it is by its many fans. So these are games we tried once, and presumably because we didn't like it, we resolved never to play it again, even though it's a popular game that people like. So eventually I remembered what game I had to pick for this. It was tough to think of games. You try once and you're revolted by it, then you're like, oh yeah, that game. So this will be interesting. Typically, Jason is our timekeeper, and do I still go first?
Yes, you do.
Holy. Okay.
Are you ready?
Honestly, I guess I'm as ready as I'm going to get. I don't do anything strong for this one. Let's just say. But I'm ready.
Begin.
So I remember playing this game at like one of those kiosks, like as a demo. It might have been the full game, but I think it was at a Walmart, if I remember right. Came out on all the consoles back in 2001. Real big deal. I remember playing it for like a few minutes and thinking, It's called Grand Theft Auto 3. And I remember walking around, wondering what to do. I actually did manage to steal a car and drive it. That was fun, driving the car. Oh, that was fun. I didn't even mean to run anyone over, but I didn't accidentally hit someone. I remember that. And you're like, oh yeah, this is a game where you hit people in the car. I remember hearing about this. But yeah, I never figured out the combat. But I haven't played it since. I tried it at a Walmart. Didn't really light me on fire or suit my fancy.
All right, time. Hunter.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you may begin.
So there's this game that just everybody really enjoys. Even now, to this day, there's still iteration after iteration after iteration of this game. And it was actually an interesting entry to the video game market, especially from its whereabouts. And I just don't care. I really don't. Like, it's a good game for like 15 seconds, and then it's just not a good game. And that game is Tetris for the NES.
Damn, you got 15 seconds if you want to use it.
Overrated. Tetris is overrated.
Wow.
Five.
Wow.
More overrated than Left Shark.
Wow. So. Damn time.
Damn.
I thought I was going to be insane.
Oh, I mean, you've brought some stunners, but I'm uncomfortable right now. Like that.
Oh, take your shirt off if that helps.
Okay.
No, Jason, not you.
What?
Stop.
Oh, God. Sorry. I thought it was a group thing.
Oh, it's okay. Well, if it's going to be a group thing, then.
All right. I guess I'll begin. I'm going to tackle this a little differently. But here we go. It's 1991. Super Nintendo's out. Konami and their infinite lack of wisdom is desperate. They're like, oh shit, we gotta get something on here. So they, you know what, we're gonna remake something. Okay, yeah, we'll do some better graphics, better sound, but you know what, we're not gonna have fancy saving. You're gonna need to rely on passwords again, because that's too much work. You don't want to reprogram anything, really. I'll just swap out some sprites and sound. So Super Castlevania 4, which is just Castlevania, which I didn't like either, and I've never really liked any Castlevania game because they're all kind of just boring. It's Castlevania 4 Super.
What a night. This is going to be interesting. Okay. Let me start. All right. See, the way I want it to work tonight is for my return, I think you two should be super nice to me and only say good, pleasant things and compliments. So I'm going to hypnotize you two real quick. Okay, so just look. You will obey my commands. Okay. Now, go ahead and explain to everybody why Grand Theft Auto 3 is revolutionary and amazing, and they should vote for it.
Wait, didn't you say you didn't like it? So shouldn't, yeah, by your logic, by our hypnotizing, be telling you why I agree it's bad?
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever will get people to vote. Yeah, what? But I mean, why does it have so many... In order for it to be the best example of its all category, right, which we have agreed is the criteria that people should be voting for,
yes,
it has to be number one... Yeah, a game I don't like and only played once, never again. But number two, it has to be well-beloved. And I'm not good at explaining why this game is well-beloved. I can explain why I didn't like it, but I need someone else to help explain.
It's really not nowadays.
Nowadays it's not.
Oh, really?
No. It's one of those things that like completely infatuates me, because people are like, anytime anybody talks about an old GTA game, it's not Grand Theft Auto 3. It's not even 2 or 1. It's Vice City.
Yeah.
Everybody goes crazy about Vice City, which just boggles my mind, because Vice City is this Grand Theft Auto 3 with like 70s and 80s music and motorcycles. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, there's nothing added to the game other than those two elements. Like, how is Vice City so much better than GTA 3? Like, it's mind-boggling to me. Like, it's one of those things where, like, every time somebody says it, I'm just like, oh, that's not, no, that's not right. It's kind of the same thing with when people refer to Jet Grind Radio as Jet Set Radio. That's not the name of the game. It's Jet Grind Radio. Like, those, that's like fingernails on chalkboards to me.
It's only Jet Grind Radio in America.
Yeah, that's where I live.
I don't.
But you live in North America.
That's like when people insist on referring to the Sega Genesis as the Mega Drive.
Hmm.
I'm like, I never played a Mega Drive. I've never even like seen one with my own two eyes. I've never touched it. I've played the Genesis a lot. Well, tons. But...
And it was superior. So.
Clearly.
You know. To your Mega Drive. I mean, the Genesis was named after a book in the Bible, so kind of a leg up there.
In the beginning.
It's a little bit higher than Mega.
Was the Genesis.
Right?
Yeah.
No?
Anyway.
I don't know. How...
They were just super something, Mega something, Ultra 64.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo almost continued the chain.
Should have.
Sega would have had the Omega Cast.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, oh, snap. Checkmate.
Yeah, because there was the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Ultra
64,
and then the Dolphin.
It doesn't. Yeah, Echo the console.
That's right. It's almost a reverse ploy to Sega. Like, look, we just took one of your franchise characters and named it after our console. What are you going to call yours?
That probably did screw with
Sega
them.
Plumber.
When Sega's spies found out the code name Dolphin, they were probably like, "What are they? Why are they doing this? Are they just doing this to kind of like stick it to us? Like those Nintendo jerks, those big meanies over at Nintendo,
doing their exercises on top of the building
because throwing Game Boys off the roof to test their durability." Ah, silly Nintendo.
So yeah, Tetris.
Yeah, Tetris. You know what? I'll give you that.
I'll be happy to never play Tetris again.
You know, I think Tetris is good. But Tetris is good in a way where I am in no way going to play this game for hours on end. I'm not going to play it for days and weeks in a row. It's it's a pick up, put 10 minutes into it, and be like, okay, I'll come back to this next month.
But that's why it's so revolutionary. Like, when Tetris came out on Game Boy, it changed the world.
I guess.
No, I think the world was still.
You know what? That's the thing, though. It makes a good, I'm traveling somewhere and have minimum time game.
Yeah, and it's funny.
Like you're on the bus or a train.
Yeah, it was the mobile game of 1990. When it came on the Game Boy. When it came out on the Game Boy.
87 through 96, you know? Like the whole, yeah. It's funny that Tetris comes up for this category, because when people talk about great games, like, what is a truly great video game? Because you can define great in so many ways, you know, depending on the ambition of the concept and the innovation itself, its popularity across the spectrum, the quality as its own game design. Tetris fits every criteria. I always point to Tetris as the one video game I am confident is a great game. No matter how you want to slice it, Tetris is, it's just great. Perfect execution, worldwide,
just doesn't
massive
do anything
pop
for me. It's like good. The game is, it's just so simple, it's monotonous and boring.
I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
No.
That's the thing. A great game to me is something I'm going to recommend to a friend.
That's a good.
Because I'm not going to be like, oh, have you played Tetris?
You play Tetris?
Because everybody's played Tetris, so it's like, it's not even.
But have you spent hours organizing lines of blocks? No.
Well, see, that's the thing, too. It's like, how terrible would that be? Like, if you were packing. And you were packing all your boxes together, and then you finally get everything neat and sufficient, and then it just disappears. Yeah. So all your shit's gone.
Terrible.
That's it.
No, your successes disappear. Mistakes pile up.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
That's not. I don't want to live my life that way.
But you do.
I don't want to live my life by taking misshapen boxes and placing them together so that I can form these lines for them to disappear. I want to be outside of the box. I want to be the guy telling you what pieces where to go.
So that's what I do
and
for
throwing
fun.
Them at
I
you.
Just take various containers of different shapes. All right, put that's them on each not other.
I will say this.
And then I lose.
Yeah, there's only one redeem the other than the lack of a two-player mode, which is
you
a slap in the
like
face.
You like the music?
Well, that's because they're all classical tunes. Like, how can you not like the music? Nothing of this game is original. I mean, when you beat the game, you see Russia.
Did you?
I mean, it's.
Did you? Who was it? Let me see if I still have the tab up real quick. Did you see? Yes, Dave. Oshri? A guy on Twitter, he went to an event. Oshri, yeah. And he met the inventor of Tetris, Alexei Pajnet. No, I'm not going to pronounce it right. I'm so sorry. But he tweeted. He said, OMG, I met Alexei. And he was the most humble old Russian dude. Hello, yes, I make Tetris. Yes, thank you.
Nice. That's all he's known for.
Can you imagine, like, you invent this game that's been played by hundreds of millions of people. He's like, yes, I make the Tetris. Yes. Yes, thank you.
I make the Tetris. But no, the only redeeming quality of this game that I can honestly say was when I was younger, I was dating a girl who was into video games. On our first date, we actually put in the Game Genie code for the original Tetris. So you can use two controllers at once. Ooh. So one of the controllers was in charge of moving the pieces left to right, and the other controller was in charge of rotating them. So you have to work as a team. Like, that was a pretty good icebreaker for a first date. I'm classy, ladies. And
I'll let gentlemen. You That's control right. the lateral movement.
Yeah.
That turned out. No,
she had the revolutions. It's a little weird. But yeah, other than that, I mean, this game, I actually get to the point of, like, where I'm upset when people talk about this game.
Really?
That it's this all incarnation of something. Or I see, like, advertisements that are, like, inspired by this game. And I'm like, just, this game's been around for years. It got it right the first time. Stop releasing crapware of this game because you're not going to make it any better. You're only making it worse. And you're killing the children. Like, that's... All of the children.
Hey, don't kill my baby.
Yeah.
No, not yours.
Yeah,
not
yours. Jerks.
You're in Chicago.
I'm
going to
say that
so far away.
Tetris suffers from the same thing as Grand Theft Auto 3.
That is not a sentence you will hear very often.
That is not. No. Only on
you know
one
what?
More podcast.
Great in the day. But
sucks at
overshadowed
night.
By everything. Yeah, overshadowed by everything since.
I see. I don't think that's true. Like,
great
I think that. I mean, just with me anyway. Like when I played Vice City, and when I played San Andreas, and when I played Grand Theft Auto 4, I'm like, wow, these games are great. And I always went back to Grand Theft Auto 3.
And the thing is, like, the Grand Theft Auto formula can be tweaked and improved on and added to and expanded, but the Tetris formula remains pure. You cannot...
That's the same thing with
main
Castlevania.
Castlevania is overrated. I'm with Jason.
Well, no, I mean, but Super Castlevania did exactly what it needed to do.
Super Castlevania for the sequel to original. Super
terrible.
It was the original HD remake that we were complaining about previously.
You added all new gameplay mechanics.
Oh,
you had mode
7. Hunter being hypocritical? What? That calls for some chips.
You added new, better gameplay mechanics.
Like what?
Okay, how about that? Well, just the idea of using mode 7 as rotating the screen as you're playing. To completely change the level design, that was pretty revolutionary. And as sad as it sounds, whipping at a direction at an angle was pretty helpful, I think.
So, but exactly like the Resident Evil remakes, which let you not use tank controls.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely heresy, and you should be burned at the stake for having those controls built into that crappy game. How dare you, Jason Lamb? Sorry. No, you're right. It's pretty much just an HD remake.
It's an HD remake. Don't even like the original game. The boot.
I don't either.
I don't like Castlevania. I can't. You know what? I've never been able to get into the whole Metroidvania genre.
So, are you telling me that you're a Master of Darkness kind of fan? Is that?
I was.
We're at Master of Darkness now? Is that?
Can we not go?
Because if you're looking for the epitome.
Oh,
of the all-encompassing Metroidvania game, it's going to be
Master of Darkness.
All
right. You know what? I will play that for you. I have it right on that N64.
It's amazing. It will make you cry.
Probably.
Of how just amazing it is.
Yeah, amazing.
Just a quick note, our commenters in the chat tonight are on point. They're doing a great job. Keep it coming, everyone, with the cleverness. Jonathan, answer your question. These are the cables that my Elgato came with. There's the USB to mini USB. There's component, there's composite. I always get them confused. This is the one that doesn't work with the NES. And I have these two. So
I don't know.
Not the one I need.
Just before I forget, I'm watching a video of Master of Darkness, and the music's pretty badass.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Go back to the episode where I said Master of Darkness was better than Castlevania, and you'll know why.
There you go.
Because it is. So much better.
But. Yep.
So much better.
You know what? Out of the three games that were brought, I'm going to say Tetris was probably the worst. Yeah, just in terms of. If I had a choice to play the three of them, I'd probably take the other two first.
I'd play Tetris.
That'd be my last choice.
am I really the weirdo here?
It's Tetris.
I would not play Super Castlevania.
I know exactly what I'm going to get.
That's why it's so good.
Every single time.
That's reliability for you. You can trust Tetris. Tetris won't betray you.
Except for when those lines disappear. And then you're just wondering, well, where did all those lions go?
Where did all those lions go?
And then you realize they're probably being used to build buildings for death camps. That's how I think of it.
Wow, you have a very
So you're actually doing it a public... You're doing it a public service. Oh, yeah, because it's Russian. Yeah. Oh, nuts. Well,
Jason,
no, I mean, it's German.
Jason,
Russian.
Russia has death camps, too. It's okay. Just go with it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Jason.
Just go with it. Nobody remembers history.
Jason, shouldn't you like Tetris, being the communist you are?
I mean, isn't it on your flag? It's on your communist flag, right?
Yeah. Tetris?
So it's just a Tetris piece.
It's a Tetris piece.
Nice. I want to see that now. Like, I want that flag on just a t-shirt.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, yeah, we mentioned bomb arrows earlier in the show. If you want a bomb arrows t-shirt, we actually make those, have those available for purchase, warmercastle.com/shop.
It's a true thing.
True story. I don't know, man. In a box in my closet.
Well, I think the three games that we've picked for tonight, like, there are so many separate rules of thought. About how, because it's like, if you didn't like Castlevania, you're not going to like Super Castlevania. Yeah. Like, if you enjoy the newer GTAs, you hate the old GTAs.
And if you don't have a soul, you're not going to like Tetris.
Exactly. So, I mean, I needed that money from Satan. So I can buy that ham sandwich. I mean, that's, how else do you think I have a Sega CD that no longer works? Thanks for nothing, Satan.
So I just want to point out, this is the first episode where I was actually able to completely type out every word that Hunter said in his intro. And I quote, there's this game that everybody really enjoys, even now to this day. There's iteration after iteration after iteration of this game. There's actually an interesting entry to the video game market, especially for its whereabouts, and I just don't care. I really just... don't. Like, it's a good game for like 15 seconds, then it's not a good game. And that game is Tetris for the NES. It's just overrated, more overrated than Left Shark. Just wanted to throw that out there. Now, Jason, I do want to correct you on a couple points in your intro. Can I go ahead and go back to that?
Oh, no.
Go
ahead.
I'd like to hear back what I said, because I don't remember.
So, you started out by saying it's 1991. I just want to correct you and say, no, it is not.
It is.
Then you said, Super Nintendo's out. I just wanted to clarify and say, it's been discontinued for a while. It's not officially supported anymore. However, on your next point, Konami in their infinite lack of wisdom, I will say, that checks out.
Yeah, it checks out.
One out of three for Jason.
There you go.
Not bad. Not bad.
Nice. Good.
It's pretty good. It's a new Jason Lamb record.
Yeah.
Never to be topped again.
At .333 batting average. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. That's a damn good impressive batting average. That's a really good batting average.
That's the problem with this theme, is that none of us want to talk about our game.
I mean...
like, I don't know what to say about Grand Theft Auto 3. It's a game. You can shoot people, I think. Can you beat up people, too? I don't know.
Yeah, with a baseball bat.
I played it for 5 minutes at a Walmart, and I was like, whatever, I never played it again.
Grand Theft Auto 3 is the only game I keep coming back to. Like, I've got all the rest of them, but there's something about it. I don't know if it's just the fact that maybe, other than the very first Grand Theft Auto, it's the only game I've ever in the series that I've completed. Or it could just be the idea that it was the first, like, 3D sandbox game that's still enticing to me to this day.
Yeah.
I know that entire city, all three islands, like, from, like, in the back of my hand, you know, because I just spent so much time in that world that I feel like I've gotten the same idea with, like, Ocarina of Time, where it's okay for me just to run around, you know, like, I don't have to constantly be doing something.
So you feel about Grand Theft Auto 3 how I feel about Rollerball.
No, because Rollerball is just terrible. I don't know how anybody plays that game.
What? What's terrible about it? Do you not like pinball games? I can understand that. If you don't like pinball video games.
Video pinball games, they're very few and far between. Like okay. Pinball Quest, Kirby's Pinball.
Well, see, yeah, okay. I understand where you're coming from then. I can respect that.
Yeah, that's... I always had an issue with the bumpers. Because you couldn't, like, you push the button, it hits as hard as it can. There was no pressure sensitivity to that in a game of pinball for the video.
Right.
What that you play on your TV.
Do you like? I'm sure you like them better than video board games, though. Like board game video games.
Well, I don't know because I kind of broke a record for this show.
Yeah.
In its entirety. A video game board game actually won a showdown.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't gotten to that episode yet. It's pretty amazing. So...
I have some catching up to
do. I am the
this
new...
This is big news. That's the biggest
you are
news
the new Bailey.
I've heard.
I am the new Bailey. I am the new Nintendo Legend. I have a baby now. That's why I've been gone for 2 months.
I am no longer needed. I will gratefully and gracefully depart. I tip my hat to you both and wish you luck. Screw you and goodbye.
Sweet.
Final arguments.
Final arguments. Jason, you're still running the show.
What? What was that?
Final arguments. We're doing final arguments.
Final argument! Oh, that's because that's what Bailey does. Jeez, mine's completely obsolete.
That's what Bailey does.
Hunter, why? What'd you pick? Tetris?
Tetris.
Why should anyone vote for the greatest, not even just video game, but maybe best game ever? Like the best enjoyable activity for human beings to participate in. Why should anyone vote for that?
Okay, well, that's not true because that is definitely ball in a cup. You throw the ball into the cup. Tetris. Everybody's been touched by Tetris. The lawsuit is happening now because of that unfortunate touching. Now, seriously, though, like everybody's played Tetris. There's Tetris everywhere. You cannot get away from Tetris. All I'm saying is that Tetris was a one-and-done scenario, and for some reason, people just feel the need to keep playing this game of all of the crappy iterations, and it just makes me want to claw my eyes out. Hmm. I just want to claw my eyes out.
Just
want to claw them out.
I concur.
That's an interesting reason to vote for it. So, Jason, then.
Is that Mulder?
Yeah.
X-Files is coming back.
Wow,
you know?
I know. It's going to be so good.
I can't wait.
Give
Jillian
us your...
Anderson's so hot.
Why should anyone vote for Super Castlevania 4?
You should vote for Super Castlevania 7 because I really just
the truth is out there.
Because the truth is out there. That this is the original HD remake, and it's to blame for all your current issues in life.
These are quite the reasons to vote, guys. These are
do it.
That's a pretty. I kind of want to go back and look that up because that's a pretty damn good argument.
That's an interesting point, Jason. I can't think of any other game that did that earlier.
Not that early, anyway. Yeah.
It's pretty damn early.
There might be some PC games that did it.
Yeah, probably.
Well, and then you have, like, the Game Boy Color. Well, no, because that was even after, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. That was totally after.
Yeah, so. Man, see, I want to see that. So, like, did the sales of Super Castlevania did so well that it kind of piqued everybody else's interest where it was like, we can really do this?
Like, every developer was like, are you
it
serious?
It sold over 500,000 copies.
That's not bad.
That's nothing to sneeze at, especially for a small company. Well, small at the time company as Konami.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we get nothing else out of the podcast, I like that.
If only we had a fact checker.
If only there was somebody we knew that was a historian.
Yes.
Of facts.
Yes.
Check video games.
If only we knew a gaming historian.
Norman Caruso.
And a fact checker. That would be
and somebody whose name is Joe.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Be the triple threat video. I would pay to see that video.
You should vote for Grand Theft Auto 3 because you know you want to, so you might as well give it. There's no use resisting the temptation. Although I certainly did.
That's
pretty good.
That's So that's our showdown. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I want to give a special thanks to those who commented in the live stream. Jonathan, Ellie, Aaron Alcorn, Damian Cranshaw, Christopher Swartz, thanks for showing up. Andrew Carrero, who may have died halfway through, but he's totally there. Edward Varnell, thanks for showing up. Thanks for commenting. Paul Sharp, thanks for joining us. Mega Silver X, thanks for joining us and commenting. I see we got a couple other viewers who didn't comment, but nonetheless, okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. As always, just want to remind anyone listening out there to the audio version that we do live stream, like via video, uncut, completely live, scary, Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. We tweet the link from One More Castle. If you want to follow me, just me personally, not One More Castle, it's Nintendo_legend. Jason, do you have any personal reminders, plugs, shout-outs, seasonal allergy avoidance?
You can tips? Follow me. Ooh. You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. In terms of seasonal allergies, we're looking at ragweed, grasses, pollens. What else am I allergic to that's seasonal?
Dew.
Yeah, dew.
Plants.
That's pretty much it.
If it's organic, it will kill me.
Awesome. Hunter! Any plugs, shout-outs, reminders, other opinions on what we could use to kill Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Hunter. For all things me about the internet, just head on over to ericmhunter.net. I think a frying pan, but not in the conventional sense. Just a lot of internal bleeding, I think. Oh, no. Let's do a sack of oranges because they don't bruise.
Okay. Sack of oranges. That'll
kill
do.
Me with oranges.
I have a couple reminders. I'm a little rusty and forgot to mention these at the time they should have been mentioned. But number one, if you want to send us a listener email discussion question, and you do, trust me, you do. We would want to hear from you. Email address is podcast@onemorecastle.com. Also, that music track, if you liked it, you can download it from the episode podcast page. This is free. There's no reason not to. Just support the artist. Maybe give them a few bucks. Just a suggestion. Follow them on Twitter at least.
Just do something.
Just do something. But yeah, good episode. So good to be back. I am motivated. I'm ready to get crack-a-whack. And remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.